But you know, I think it's time to finish the job here. I think it's time for us to.
This motherfucker was a plant, Joe Biden. He was put into power illegally. He was then utilized to be the figurehead that was perceived to be incompetent to destroy our country. If you look at what he's done and you look at the damage that he's created, this man was put in power to do that damage. And then for all of us who say, oh, look, he's so dumb, he doesn't know what he's doing. There's nothing dumb about what these people are doing. The dumb motherfucker is Joe Biden. Had they had a competent leader in there, let's say they had a Barack Obama, they would look at that guy and they would say, dude, that guy's a fucking traitor. So they needed someone who looked incompetent to do what they've done. And that's another reason why they're pushing Kamala now, because the job isn't done, which coincidentally is their slogan. Let's finish the job.
Our economic plan is working. We now have to finish the job, but there's more to do.
Biden was stole the election 2020.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
We went from an under 50% of the population saying they were concerned about cheating in 2020 to now our biggest number, 66% of people are now at least somewhat concerned that cheating will affect the outcome of the 2024 election.
This dude got his freaking work permit and Social Security card, came here illegally, got documented, got on the buses from Texas to Chicago, and now, within 4 months, this guy's got his Social Security card. He's got his worker's identification card for working. He's got a driver's license. He's got insurance. He just bought a car. All in 4 months. And has an efficiency apartment that he pays $500 a month for.
Pennsylvania was registering non-citizens for 20 years, and they admit it. This is not subject to debate.
And so then, sticking with the topic of non-citizen voting, isn't it true that this November, non-citizens that reside in D.C. for simply 30 days can vote in D.C. municipal elections?
That's correct.
And D.C. also mails every registered voter a ballot, correct?
Correct.
And so you're telling me that in Washington, D.C., if there is even a small clerical mistake, non-citizens could be mailed a ballot with federal races on them?
That's correct.
We found several other things using open source data. There is a gentleman named Eric Lutzen, and he has matched up a list. He started looking at voters above the age of 80 that were registered for voting and did vote on in Michigan, and 17,327 Michigan voters also had a corresponding obituary.
They were on the voter rolls with the birth date of 1850. There were 232 people registered to vote with an address to our local prisons. There were 4,144 people that were 90 years old and older. There were 125 people registered to vote or on the voter rolls that were registered to, or their address comes back to, nonprofit, NGOs, and different businesses. There were 300 people, approximately 300 people, with no first name, just a last name. There were about 110 people that were possible double voters, basically the same name, date of birth, address, but two different voter ID numbers. People were registered to vote at various shelters and all that. And we even found one person on the voter rolls by the name of Jesus Christ.
And now they're finishing up organizing that, and they will move into high gear with all the things they believe will destabilize things, create enough fear to keep them in power. So they're going to strengthen the powers of the executive if they get their puppet in, but they are also preparing to strip powers and strip powers from the Supreme Court by packing the court and adding a whole bunch of new members that they control. So they've got all these things pre-programmed, ready.
Yeah, well, I think we've got all the Democrats who are ready for meaningful ethics reform to bind the Supreme Court. And we're working on changes to the Supreme Court. It can be term limits. It could be adding the number of justices, things we can do without having to have a constitutional amendment. Here is a man who's been a transformative president. He's got an enormous amount done, and yet he has stepped away and he has passed the torch.
And when they're ready to deliver the on this special patented process nobody else has, true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's Tuesday, July 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, three.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Welcome to White Dudes for Trump. We're going to make a new group. Apparently, it's cool now. Apparently, that's what you're supposed to do. If you don't know what I'm talking about. We're going to start the show off today with just a little bit of humor, I guess you could say. Just having some fun at the expense of a bunch of out-of-touch, lefty Hollywood weirdos who are having they're proud of being cucks, I guess. I'm trying to think of nice ways to say this, but there's not any. It's pathetic. There was some sort of mass Zoom meeting called White Dudes for Kamala Harris yesterday, and we're going to take a look at it. We're going to take a good long stare into the abyss this morning and just look at what a thoroughly demoralized and kind of frantic type of guy is going for Kamala Harris. Now, I don't even know if Kamala Harris is going to be the one. It seems impossible that she would be, but then again, maybe I'm overestimating or underestimating the Democrat populace's ability and willingness to be co-opted, deceived, and forced into a position that they don't want to be in. It's very strange that Kamala Harris is even in the running. She shouldn't be, by all accounts. She dropped out of the Democratic primary in 2020 before any votes had even been cast, if I'm not mistaken. Like, she was the first one to drop out because she was just so unpopular. Obviously, you can point to the irony of the fact that the Democratic Party and its constituents have not actually chosen their leader since 2008. And even then, you know, did they really choose Obama, or was he propped up by the same system that's propping these people up? But if you remember back in 2020, like obviously in 2012, it was Obama's reelection. And then in 2016, it was Bernie Sanders versus Hillary Clinton. They were sort of neck and neck. Bernie Sanders had a convention strategy that could have won the day, and they pulled out all the stops to completely shut down all the Bernie supporters and just steal it for Hillary right in front of everybody. You guys remember that? I will never forget it. I remember just being flabbergasted watching the DNC live and just seeing the way that they had sound machines to drown out the Bernie supporters. They had like people strategically placed around the convention hall to start these Hillary Clinton chants the minute the Bernie supporters started their chants. They rigged it in front of everybody and with the permission or at least participation of Bernie Sanders himself, because I don't know who needs to be reminded of this, but if you are a socialist bootlicking adherent to a top-down ideology, that's what your ideology tells you to do, is roll over for the people in charge. So they didn't really get to pick Hillary Clinton. That was forced upon them. And then in 2020, Joe Biden was leading the pack when he wasn't even in the race, apparently, according to polls. But by the time the primaries got going, people like Pete Buttigieg had more delegates than he did. And a number of people had more delegates than Joe Biden did. And then they all dropped out in a perfectly coordinated fashion to all funnel their support towards Joe Biden. And if you remember, there was a leaked phone call of Pete, old Mayor Pete, Sneaky Pete, as we like to call him, dropping out and giving Biden a call saying, "I'm dropping out, but we'd like some consideration on where our delegates go, a.k.a. give me a position in the administration and I will surrender to you all of the political headway I've made." No pun intended. So they didn't really choose Joe Biden either. It was a coordinated dropout, funneling all the support to Joe Biden with all the rest of the Democratic Party apparatchiks dutifully dropping out in like sync. It was like a display of synchronized swimming. And now 2024, they basically rigged it in front of everybody. Now, I don't think this was their plan the entire time. It just happened to work out perfectly for them. It's just one of those things where I don't think they planned way back to say, okay, we're going to have Joe, but we're not going to do primaries because Joe Biden's going to be our guy, but then we're going to pull him out at the last minute and replace him with somebody. But that was always an eventuality, and clearly they were okay with that eventuality. So they didn't really hold primaries, or whatever the Democrat version of that would be. It was Joe Biden from the beginning. And now that it's been revealed that we've all known that he's an incompetent old coot, they decided to simply swap him out with Kamala Harris and pretend like everybody's super excited about that. So I personally don't buy for a second that she's popular or doing well. I think the polls are completely rigged. That being said, in order to make the theft of the election convincing, all they have to do is make the appearance of Kamala's popularity convincing. And, as we said at the beginning, it's impossible. There is no depth to which the Democratic citizenry will not sink. There's nobody that they could be offered up that they would balk at, that they would independently break away from. They could nominate Hillary Clinton. They could nominate Kamala Harris. They could nominate Satan himself, rising from hell. The Democrats would say, yeah, he's actually super fun. Actually, it's time we had a gay president. So they're just swallowing Kamala Harris and pretending like they're happy about it. I mean, pathetic doesn't even begin to describe it. Again, we'll show you the videos. And we'll go to some of those here in just a second. Before we do the Cucks for Kamala video, and again, I don't just want to just play this just to laugh at it, because there is just the sheer entertainment value of watching these Hollywood freaks. I mean, these out of touch weirdo boomers like to debase themselves for some Jamaican Indian woman. I mean, it's all just very bizarre and strange and funny, very funny. But there's also something like a lot deeper here, and there's a psychology at play that is very feminine. Let's just say that. It's very feminine. What's happening here? White dudes for Kamala. Charlie Kirk yesterday said, oh, does that mean we can have white dudes for Trump now? It's like, you could always do that. What do you mean, can we? What do you mean? You have to ask permission? You have to ask permission from Kamala as to whether or not to have a group called White Dudes for Trump. There's this aspect of the modern shame culture. I don't know what you'd call it. I remember I was watching a YouTube video. And by the way, I don't know if y'all watch YouTube, or you know, at least 50%, more like 75%, and it really feels like 100% of the ads I'm getting on YouTube are Kamala Harris. At least, you know, one out of every two. But I mean, she's so she's hard to watch, so it feels like more. But they're dropping huge amounts of money to have Kamala Harris say, "We can beat Trump again. We just need $1. With her $200 million war chest funneled, defrauded, fraudulently laundered through Act Blue. But I was watching this YouTube video, and these guys were there, mentioned some actor, and they're like, "Oh, hopefully he doesn't get canceled the week this comes out." Or just any talk about, "Oh, he was canceled. He was almost canceled. He let himself be canceled." Canceling, there's no authority. I think this is sort of the point that I'm trying to get to. There's no authority that decides these things. There is no council of the canceled that sits there and says, "He is canceled and he is not. He was once canceled but has now returned and will be welcomed back into the fold." It's all up to you. It's all up to the people. What do you mean, "I hope this guy isn't canceled"? Because what that represents to me is this kind of cuck mentality that's like, "Oh, I really like this guy. Oh, but if other people say I can't, then I'm not allowed to. I hope that doesn't happen because I really like him. But if I'm told that I can't anymore, that would make me sad." It's just like you can just ignore these people. You can just ignore them. Because if you think about it, what would happen if there was a group called White Dudes for Trump? That was just a bunch of white guys getting on a Zoom call and talking about why they like Trump. There would be outrage. Oh, it would be white supremacy. Oh, it would be Nazis. It would be Nuremberg 2.0, right? The Nuremberg rally, reborn on Zoom. Slightly less appealing aesthetics, if I'm being honest with you. Oh, there would be fury, certainly. But so what? They're mad about everything. Like, who cares what these people say or think or do? They have no authority. I don't know. It makes me mad when even like the insinuation, "Oh, we can do this now." What? They could do it, apparently. They did it. Did we give them permission? I think it'd be great to have a White Dudes for Trump Zoom call. If nobody else, I'll organize it. We'll do it. Who should be in our White Dudes for Trump Zoom call? Obviously, everybody at InfoWars. I mean, you could get, if we could put this together, it could be the InfoWars White Dudes for Trump Zoom call. It'd be Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, Russell Brand, all the white dudes. And, you know, obviously now's the time to do it, since they just did it, and it would be a nice little compare and contrast. We could go take a look at the white dudes for Kamala, take a look at the white dudes from Trump. You tell me who you'd rather hang out with. And, you know, it's all just everything about Hollywood is so sad at this point. It's all so pathetic and grasping and fake and weird. And it kind of sucks, 'cause, you know, these actors, some of them are pretty iconic. Some of them are in movies that we all love. But they're all losers. They're all completely pathetic, weak, sniveling little worms. It's very upsetting. It's a little bit upsetting that these people debase themselves like this. So we'll start off with one. And there's so many aspects of this that are just strange. It's all just very strange. Sean Astin, and it's his name, right? Yeah. He played Sam Gamgee in the greatest films of all time, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And he was always kind of a liberal weirdo or whatever. Like, you know, whatever. We'll still be able to enjoy the greatest films of all time with him in them. But what it represents is this demasculization, this feminization of the culture in ways that don't even make sense, which I guess is an aspect of it. I guess things that are feminine, I mean, I guess the way of thinking is not always so tightly bound to logic and reality. Let's just go to the video. Clip number two here. Lord of the Rings actor Sean Astin says why he thinks it's so important that all of these millionaire cucks get together on Zoom to talk about Kamala Harris. Let's watch.
He was always coming back to be with his men's group. I think they had more than white men in that group. So, but the idea that men can gather to talk about how we feel. Interesting, powerful concept. And to include all, we said in our invitation, everyone is welcome. That's a really interesting phrase. Everyone is welcome. You might hear it in other places. I'm pretty sure you can feel that it's true here with this particular political party and this particular candidate.
Yes, it's very gay. Yeah, it's just all very, very gay. In fact, we can go to this. I just put a video in here just so we can get a shot of the whole. Yeah, here's the Kamala HQ. It's all very feminine, very, very gay, very gay. One thing that you can tell about these guys, how do I put this? Well, they're all very nervous. None of them are comfortable doing this. You can just tell, like without even listening to the audio, as I was scrolling through some of the threads of this, and you just see the body language. They're all just like... yeah, this is great. Oh, this is so wonderful. Like they're like twitching. And this guy's like trying to be funny, I guess. Guys can sit around and talk about their feelings. I know, crazy idea. I know, it's such a crazy idea that men have feelings. And it's like, look, you've clearly, maybe this is the problem. Maybe these guys have been in Hollywood so long, they actually don't know what it's like to be a man. Like maybe they're all so, consumed in this sitting around in a circle jerk, you know, crying with one another. That's a live view of the white dudes for Kamala shot. That's what they all did afterwards. It's working. It's working, you guys. But you can just imagine, you know, a couple of dudes sitting around a campfire after a long hike or something, and just naturally drink some beers, maybe smoke a joint, start having some heart to heart, start really getting, and then like one of the dudes sitting, you got the green gaffer over there. Going, isn't it so great we can all sit around and talk about our feelings? And all the other men would just go, ugh, oh, well, now you ruined it. Now that's not what you're supposed to do. You just do it. You just be a man. You just treat it like manly. What is this? They're just like, yeah, I just think it's so great that we can sit around and really talk about our feelings, that we're comfortable doing that. It's like, well, we were until you made it gay. Now I don't feel now I feel like you're taking this weirdly. Like that's not how men get in touch with their feelings. Men get in touch with their feelings through a long and arduous process. of being stuck together for extended periods of time, and it eventually comes naturally. You don't sit there and go, let's all go around the circle and say one thing we would like to change about ourselves. Like, that's not how it works. It's not how it works. You start off talking about fishing, and you talk about a fish that you wish you almost had, but then you missed it, and it was the time you were fishing with your dad, you know, your dad who sort of fell out of touch with a few years ago. It sort of comes naturally. You start talking about this stuff, and it's all very just natural. This is unnatural. What we're experiencing here with the White Dudes for Kamala is deeply unnatural. And again, you can tell by their body language. Let's go to the dude. You know, the dude, Jeff Bridges. Another, right, just like all these classic movies he's in. And they're all kind of a little bit tainted now, realizing he's just a nervous, pathetic mess. Let's go to Jeff Bridges, but keep the audio off for a second. Let's keep the audio down. Let's go to the Jeff Bridges video here. And you tell me what this body language says to you. Does this look like a guy who's like comfortable with what's happening? Or is he like, he's got the laptop on his lap. It's like going up and down. He's like putting his fingers together. He's like pretending to laugh, but he's like thinking really hard. He's like really trying to calculate what he's going to say next. It's all just very like frenetic and like, but definitely. So we can go back to the beginning and listen to what he said. But all of these guys, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt one as well, there's another one I saw where they're all just like twitchy, and it's like a hostage video. It's like all these guys are in hostage video because they know that what they're not comfortable doing, what they're doing. And I don't want to just, you know, associate the actor with the character that he plays. But there's always this vibe with Jeff Bridges that, like, he kind of was the dude from Big Lebowski. Just kind of like, whatever, man, let's just chill. Like, I'm Jeff Bridges, bro. I was in Tron. You know, it's just like this kind of attitude. Then you see him here, and it's like, oh, no, you're like a scared boomer. You're like a frightened old man that is just desperate for the approval of your communist agent who signed you up for this. So here's Jeff Bridges with the Cucks for Kamala event yesterday.
I can't hear myself, but that's okay.
We can hear you.
Oh yeah. Okay, great. Okay, good. So great to be here, Ross. I got to laugh because I accepted the invitation. You know, I was brought to the party not so much as being white, and I certainly am, but because I'm a dude.
You know, like, apologize for being white.
A friend sent me this email today with your hat on there, and I said, oh, I got to have one of those. I qualify, man. I'm white, I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris. So wonderful to be here, and I dug what you said, Maurice. That's really, terrific.
So compelling.
You're a black man here with us white guys. I had no idea.
Right, the boomer self-flagellation game continues on the other side. It's pathetic. Very sad.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're going to do it. This call's already going out. Dan Lyman's on board. White Dudes for Trump. We're doing a White Dudes for Trump Zoom call. We got all the white dude Trump supporters together. Probably just end up, I don't know, having a good time and talking about stuff that's not even politics. I wouldn't be surprised. There's something weird going on here. There's something very bizarre happening. Thank you. There's obviously, it's weird. It's just weird on the face of it. Everything about this is odd, strange. Is frankly weird. We'll talk about the word weird and how it's being implemented these days. But I think part of this is that the Democrats know they've got the minority vote on lock, right? They're running a not white woman. She's going to get the votes. I don't know, y'all have seen some of the polls. I think it was out of Minneapolis, if I'm not mistaken. Where it was like before Kamala Harris was entered, it was like, wow, Trump's really making inroads with the black community. And then it was like, well, instead of Joe Biden, what if it was Kamala Harris? And it's 0% black men say they'd vote for Trump, or women, black people said they'd vote for Trump, 100% saying they'd vote for Kamala. It's a tribalism thing for them. And you look at the rates for which Obama was voted. They don't need to try anymore. They just know, like, we've pandered to them. We've gotten a non-white woman, and, you know, to call her black is a little bit dishonest, right? She's descended from Jamaican slave owners and an Indian woman, but she's black now, apparently. They can just do that. Again, part of me wants to be like, I'm not, you know, making fun of black Americans here, but I kind of am. It shouldn't be that easy to trick you. You should have more respect for yourself. Like, it seems very disrespectful to me that they're just like, well, we got a black woman, so we don't need to pander to the blacks anymore. We got to pander to the whites now. We got to get the white people on board. We have to culturally shame white people into doing this. Like, the question is, why are they doing these Zoom calls that are white men or white women for Kamala Harris? Because there's a white woman one, too, and we'll show you clips from that, whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not, we're going to take a look at the white women voting for Kamala Harris. It's not going to be comfortable. I never said this. I never said you'd enjoy this. We're going to look at them. So they're going after the white people. They've decided that that they really need to target the whites, which is amazing. Period. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just hilarious.
You know what's really hilarious is the fact that the middle class is declining, yet, you know, both parties are struggling, you know, to get middle class voters to vote for them. You know, you take a look at, like, a lot of, like, what the pollsters talk about, you know, polling with white women in the suburbs, right? Like, mm-hmm. That demographic is coveted, right? There are a lot of middle-aged white women in the suburbs.
Tell me
that actually go out and vote. You know, the other thing outside of, you know, the vote harvesting, yeah, these people are, you know, somewhat politically engaged. They will turn out somewhat reliably, you know.
Well, what else do they have to do? Tennis isn't until 4, so they'll vote in the morning. I don't even know what, like, I just want to make fun of this. I would like to.
No, weirdness abounds.
Yeah.
Weirdness abounds.
Look, I would like to, like, you know, dissect this, talk about the, you know, political, you know, treat it seriously, but this isn't serious. At the same time, it has these, like, pervasive underlying psychological levers being pulled that are all horrible and pathetic.
Yesterday
I tweeted out a tweet that was just, it was just like, literally just be a badass. Just, like, to everybody out there, you can do it. It's not hard. Just don't be a pansy. Don't be weak. It's not difficult. And I actually tweeted that out when I saw a headline, and it's somewhere here in my stack. We have a lot of news to get to, but in the UK, they have a fighter group of fighter jets that's nicknamed the Crusaders. It's like a team of fighter jets. It's like, we're the Crusaders, right? Harkening back to this, like, the epic history of their country, their lineage, the fact that the blood of knights flows in their veins. And the Muslims in the country got offended by that and said, will you change it? And they said, oh, yes, we're so sorry. Please let it. How dare we ever reference a historical event where your people didn't do well and ours did? How dare we remind ourselves of this? And it's just, it's like, it's kind of, it's like sickening. It's like, just how pathetic. Just stop being weak. Like, how is this a difficult thing to do? If I go, yeah, we're like an awesome nation. We have, like, this badass fighter carrier group. We're going to call it the Crusaders because we're, like, on a mission from God, and we're going to strike fear into the heart of our enemies. And some guy comes up and is like, but historically my people were the ones that the Crusaders fought, and this makes me uncomfortable. The only response that should come from the UK army should just be like, get over it. So what? Screw you. Yeah, we won back then. We'll win again next time. Like, where's the pride? Where is the honor? Where is the masculinity? and not just in America, but anywhere in the Western world, to just not take crap from anybody. Least of all, this, like, preschool teacher style of talking. I've rambled too much because we got to go to some of these videos, but there's just something at work here that is like should be deeply, deeply off-putting to anybody with just an ounce of pride. And the thing is, you know, also too, yeah, RFA Crusaders drop nickname after complaints it's offensive to Muslims. Oh my gosh. We didn't realize. Please, let us bury our history. Let us forget our glorious past because it makes you sad that you are on the receiving end of it. Pathetic. It would be pathetic if anybody would do it. It's only white people doing this. Only white people would ever do this to themselves. It's to themselves. It's being done to themselves. Someone comes up and goes, I'm offended by that. Again, your only response should just be like, okay. Why would I care? I'm offended that you're daring to ask me this question. I'm offended that you would think for a second that I would care about your feelings in this regard. How dare you? I swear. I feel blessed that I went to a public school in inner city Houston. I feel blessed that I was never raised like these Hollywood weirdos in these little white enclave bubbles where there is this kind of inverted white supremacy where they're just like, oh, the poor minorities on the outside, we can't be too proud of ourselves. It'll make them feel bad. It's like if you've ever spent time around black or Hispanic people, if you were to be like, oh, your Mexican flag offends me because of the Alamo, do you think they would care for a single second? Like, at least there's still some machismo in these cultures. And they would laugh in your face if you told them, actually, your masculinity makes me uncomfortable. Will you tone it down? They'd be like, no, it's because they would just laugh in your face. And we should laugh in their face. That's how you should be. Anyway, we'll get back to White Dudes for Harris, but we're just going to make fun of it. We're just going to make fun of it and laugh at it because these people are pathetic and deserve to be shamed.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
One of the most frustrating
frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm just going to get some of these videos. In fact, I'm going to get to one of the videos I just played. We're going to replay Sam Gamgee's The Green Gaffer. Because we're going to listen to what he says. And for one thing, there's this weird... Anyway, it's all just very soft. It's all very feminine. It's all very self-flagellating. It's just like, punishing themselves for being white. And every time they're like, a bunch of white dudes. Everybody's white. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody's white. Sorry. You cucks, you absolute cucks. I'm offended. I'm offended at the weakness. I really am. I know other people are too. That's the thing. If you actually are friends with or talk to in an honest way, people that are not white, they like, I don't know, my experience is they all think this is pathetic too. I post go semi-viral talking to my Mexican neighbor, where he's like, man, what's up with white people, man? Y'all need to get it together. It's like, yeah, I know. It sucks. It sucks being associated, having to share a race with these just worms, these just absolute human worms. So let's listen to what Sean Astin, cuck for Kamala, has to say. Let's go back to that video.
He was always coming back to be with his men's group.
My men's group.
I think they had more than white men in that group. So,
I think that's supposed to be a joke.
The idea that men can gather to talk about how we feel. Interesting, powerful concept. And to include
a womanly concept.
We said in our invitation, everyone is welcome.
Everyone's welcome.
That's a really interesting phrase. Oh. Everyone is welcome.
I think about that. These guys think
you might
deep.
Hear it in other places. I'm pretty sure you can feel that it's true here.
Yeah. No, it's easy to be welcoming when nobody wants to be around you.
And this particular candidate.
No, we're so welcoming. It's like, that's fine. We don't want to hang out with you, though. Nobody wants to actually be with you. So, yeah, of course you're welcoming. An empty store will take any customer, right? Are they, though? Are they welcoming, though? Do they even believe this lie? Ironically, interestingly, coincidentally, I guess you could say, a video was published yesterday, clip number 10, where a YouTuber, TikToker, video maker, whoever this guy is, but put this to the test. And we've seen videos like this from all the way back in 2016. This is a more recent one. He decided to go to a Trump rally with a Biden shirt on and a Biden rally with a Trump shirt on. Who do you think was more welcoming? Who do you think was more open and accepting? You know, it's like the French Olympic ceremony where they're like, we just want everybody to feel included. And they're just like openly blaspheming, just insulting Christians to their face, right? Oh, no, we want all of the men in dresses with their genitals hanging out to feel welcome. That's when we say everyone, that's who we mean. They don't want you to feel welcome. They don't want white guys, Christians.
By everyone, they mean 0.005% of the population. Yeah.
They mean themselves is what they mean. They mean everybody's welcome as long as you conform to us. So let's go to clip number 10 here. Sean Astin said, everybody says everybody's welcome, but we really are welcome. The Democrats, we're the welcoming side. Let's see the welcome that this Trump supporter gets at a Biden rally versus a Biden supporter at a Trump rally.
Watch as this guy goes to a Biden protest in a Trump shirt and a Trump event in a Biden shirt. You can clearly see the difference between Trump and Biden supporters.
I'm running to the Biden protest with a Trump shirt.
Get your ass across the street.
What the f*** is everyone so hostile?
Go over there with your people.
You guys are my people.
No, you're not.
Biden says children, not Trump. No, stop. Don't sniff. I'm blending in. No. Why is everyone so angry?
I'm just dumb or stupid.
I'm just walking the sidewalk. You see how much hate it is over here? It's a public sidewalk. I feel like I'm going to get jumped out. Oh.
Throwing things on him.
When you poured water on me, did it make you feel happy?
Yeah.
I have to change shirts. Can I have behind you? I was feeling crazy today. Hey, come on. It's just so much more respect over here. I'm here for my favorite president, Biden 2024. I want to sniff children.
And again, I mean, there are videos. I remember videos from back in 20. I think it was Millennial Millie, right? Found a guy that was like, Trump supporters, if I went over there, they'd attack me. And she's like, come on over. And so everybody's just like, welcome. Welcome to the good side. Like, we love to have you. And you go to the Biden supporters, and it's literally just a wall of shrieking faces. Just like, blah, 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 blah. And this is how they all are. Like, how do people not see this? It's Kamala Harris. It's Biden. We talk about it all the time. Where it's Biden just like, hey, man, I'm an American for everybody. I'm for everybody. I love everyone. Someone's like, but did your son really die in Iraq? And he's like, here's a little son of a bitch. I'm going to cut your freaking throat. It's just like, whoa. It's like the veneer is so thin. This veneer of happy and welcoming and everybody's welcome. Just be yourself. And it's like, well, I support Trump. And they're just like, you get out of here, you asshole. I'm going to kill you. I mean, it's visceral. The hatred is there. And they all know it. And they all experience this. So, again, just... not only is it pathetic, not only is it weak and sad and miserable and nervous and weak, but it's all lies, too, on top of all of it. It's not even true. It would be one thing if at least it was true. One thing at least if you're going to be a queer little crybaby. Oh, yeah, I played those two clips. Let's go back to this nervous wreck of the dude. What's his name? Jeff Bridges. Let's go back to clip number 5 here, or just, again, the body language. Just watch the nervousness, the twitching, the discomfort. Can you imagine putting yourself in this way? Can you imagine doing something that made you feel so uncomfortable? Let's watch.
I can't hear myself, but that's okay?
We can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Okay, good. So great to be here, Ross. I got to laugh because I'm I accepted the invitation. I was brought to the party not so much as being white, and I certainly am, but
sorry about that, dude.
You know, so a friend sent me this email today with your hat on there, and I said, "Oh, I gotta have one of those. I qualify, man. I'm white. I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris." So wonderful to be here, and I dug what you said, Maurice. That's really, terrific, the fact that you're here, you're a black man here with us white guys.
You're so brave.
I had no idea that this whole thing that we're up to was based on, what, black women for Harris, right? And so it kind of morphed into white men, white dudes for Harris. And
not white men.
I'm excited, man. I think, you know, the fact that
they're
passed
dudes.
The baton so beautifully. Kamala is just so certainly our girl, you know. I can see her being president. I'm so excited. A woman president, man. How exciting.
He seems so excited, doesn't he? Kamala Harris.
Anything but Biden?
No, look, it's all very symbolic. Biden's the white dude, and, you know, surrendering to the black woman is the most heroic thing you can do as a white man. You're not supposed to be strong, and you're not supposed to endure. You're not supposed to be powerful. The best thing for white men to do, according to these stoned-out boomers, is to willfully pass the baton to the black woman who's replacing you. It's virtue. That's what virtue is, in fact. Now, it's easy for these guys to say in their $10 million mansions with their smudged camera lenses. They're not the people actually being targeted for their race, because they've proven they are cuckolds. They are bootlickers. They are willing to debase and humiliate and weaken themselves for a pat on the head from people who hate them. I hate them, though. But I hate them because I would rather they I'd rather they not be pathetic losers, and that's because I actually love them. I hate seeing people this pathetic. It's pathetic, pathetic, pathetic.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. You know, there's a biological reality to masculinity. They've done tests after tests after tests. The more testosterone you have, the more likely you are to go with your gut, the more likely you are to stand out from a crowd and not feel, you know, pressure that. There's a evolutionary purpose to conformity when it comes to women. And I know I've talked to women about this before and they like get offended by it. It's really nothing to be offended by. It's just reality. It's just the facts that for like tens of thousands of years, if you believe in evolution, whatever, we're not getting into that argument. But the idea is that like if you're a woman and your man goes off to fight a war or your land gets invaded by an army and all the men in your village are killed, for the continuation of your genetic line, is it better for you to conform to the new situation or not? Well, if you don't conform, you're going to get slaughtered. If you do conform, you're going to get a brand new husband and a whole bunch more kids. It's just obvious. It's like everybody knows this at some level. I don't know if people are offended by it for some reason, but there is a genetic evolutionary component to conformity when it comes to women. It's why women are easier to sway. And everybody knows this. Everybody knows it, especially the, you know, cynical people that tell you there's no such thing as a woman or men. Yeah, the people in like advertising who know how to sway people, know how to convince people of things. They know that women are much, much more likely to go along with the crowd. Not all women, obviously. And the good women, you know, still know how to, you know, buck that system. But this is what is behind the newest push, the highly orchestrated, very carefully tuned psyop of calling Trump and Trump supporters weird. That's the new thing. Now, that's a signal. Doesn't actually mean they're weird. They're obviously not weird. They're the least weird people in the world, to be honest with you. Donald Trump, probably the least weird person in public life right now. Compare Donald Trump to like Adam Schiff. Tell me who's weird. Okay? But they're saying everybody's weird as a tactic, as a, again, carefully designed strategy to signal to everybody else, if you're with these guys, you're in the out group. You will be rejected from the tribe. Now, for men, it's not as big of a deal to be rejected from a tribe. For women, evolutionarily, in the deepest, darkest, oldest parts of their psyche, that's an existential threat. It's like being threatened with death. Conform or die is the way women lived for almost all the time until a bunch of white guys decided to create a society where men and women were equal. But that's beside the point. They're calling everybody weird. Let's just go to clip number one here. We're not going to be able to watch the whole thing, but it goes on and on and on. Because you can see that clearly at some point in one of these big gay Zoom calls, they all said, we're going to call them all weird. Weird is the watchword. Everybody say weird. Let's watch.
Some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
These guys are just weird. That's who they are.
As weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
Creepy.
Super weird idea from J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite weird. Just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
That stuff is weird. They come across weird, and then they start being weird. Yeah, they're weird.
Being a really weird.
He's such a weirdo.
Donald Trump and his weirdo running mate are weird. Deeply and profoundly weird.
They are weird.
These Republicans just being weird, it's just weird. It's really weird.
Republican weirdness goes even deeper.
He said a lot of things that are
even
weird
deeper.
Style that he brings. Weird policies.
Let's start with the weird thing, because it is a thing.
It goes on and on. It's going to continue on the other side. We'll talk about who's weird on the other side. Stay with us.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks. The party of transgender children want you to know they think you're weird. The cat ladies, the men in dresses, the people who have had the flesh of their forearm surgically removed and attached to their midsection to serve as a fake phallus. They want you to know you're very weird. I think part of why this gets to me, I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis. I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is. I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool. That's what it's like. It's like infant. It's like baby talk. Wouldn't we all just rather just like get on the floor, die? And it's just like, oh, okay, that's this is okay, great. I'm on your team. Rather than just like, sweetie, we're all gonna need to get on the floor right now, okay? Or else you're making some of us feel uncomfortable, and something's gonna have to. It's just like, just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Stop whatever this womanly, childish, pathetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is. I don't like it. I don't like it. And that, I think that's maybe part of it, because again, it wasn't just white dudes for Kamala, white cucks for Kamala. There was a white women for Kamala event that went on. And it kind of reminds me of, like, if you've ever been to the hospital with a kid, the pediatric emergency room, it's the same as the normal emergency room. It's just everything's in baby talk, right? So if you go to an emergency room, it's just like, there appears to be a spot on your lung. We're going to have to biopsy that and send it off for a test. And if it comes back as malignant, we'll have to operate. And then it's like the same thing. There's just like, ooh, so we have an ouchie on the inside. And so we got to take a look at it with a little magnifying glass. And if it comes back as good, then yay, we go home. And it's just like, okay, it sucks. I can never be a pediatrician. I could probably be a doctor. I could handle it mentally, I think, if I wanted to. I don't. I couldn't do that in baby talk all the time. In the same way, I'm fine with hearing, some political, general saying, here's who we're targeting, here's how we're doing it. It's when the same information is conveyed in like a happy, kind of like Dolores Umbridge kind of attitude. It's grating. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Let's go to clip number 11. Here's the white women for a Kamala Zoom meeting that is just insufferable. Let's watch.
Ariel Fodor, affectionately known as Mrs. Frazzle, to her combined audience of over 1.5 million followers, is here to help gentle parent us through this election.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I am so honored to speak today. I am like shaking to just be among such incredible company. We are here because, as if you were here earlier, you've heard BIPOC women have tapped us in as white women to step up, listen, and get involved this election season. This is a really important time, and we all need to use our voices and influence for the greater good. No matter who you are all influencers in some way. So tonight, I'm going to share some do's and don'ts for getting involved in politics online and navigating the toxicity that comes with it. And spoiler alert, as much as the toxicity can come from the outside, it can come from us too.
I feel it from you.
Don't isolate yourself. We can do our best work when we're in community together like we are tonight, because the toxic feels smaller when we support each other. But don't make it about yourself. As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes.
Oh, my God.
If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals, or, God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on.
She's talking to adult women.
Amplify the voices of those.
She's talking to 40 and 50-year-old women right now.
And use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change.
This is privilege. If you can talk like this and not get smacked, you're living a very privileged life.
And unlearn. So do check your blind spots.
My God.
You are responsible for your algorithm, believe it or not.
No, don't get me wrong. Look. If I'm looking for somebody to hold a bake sale, you're my girl, okay? If I need a babysitter, if I need somebody to look after my son for a little while, you seem like you would be great at that. Don't talk to him about race, you self-hating viper. Like, I don't know. Does this work? Maybe I need to take calls on this. Maybe I need to Open the phone lines for white women only today. Because what is happening? What is that?
Sorry, just Kamala supporters in general.
Just Kamala supporters.
Only Kamala supporters today. Sorry, if you are a white man for Kamala and you would like to call into the show, this is a safe place for you. You can share all of your feelings. Yes. We will definitely cringe with you or at you.
It's a welcoming space.
Give us a ring, 867-789-2539. That's it.
Yeah, we will. Let's do that. Well, you're going to take your calls. And we're not going to spend the whole show on this. We're going to get into, World War III that's coming. But, when you ask why World War III is here, this is actually the reason.
They're coming to shut down these conferences like this. The other countries, they see these Zoom meetings and...
Would this ever happen in China? Could you possibly imagine in Russia or China or Iran this taking place?
I know it can be scary to get into online politics, but we have to support each other. Put your listening ears on.
Are you children? Are you children? Like, you're not. And I feel like I always need to do the caveats. Like, obviously, if you're hearing my voice, you're not one of the women I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me here. I'm a political analyst.
And here's the craziest part. These women, people like this, and the men, these pathetic baby talk preschool teachers are actually like in the State Department negotiating with China and Russia. That's why we're losing everywhere. You get that? Remember Hillary Clinton and her let's fix this button or her easy button she gave to Russia?
This is a reset button. We're going to click the button and we're all going to be friends.
And Lavrov's just like, okay, thank you for the button. Can we get to the talks now? Is there a man I can discuss this with?
Yay, we pressed the button. Hooray.
Ugh. Ugh. And this graph alone sort of explains a lot, doesn't it? It's a graphic of demographics of long-term antidepressants. Older white women account for 58% of adults who've used antidepressants for at least 5 years. And you can see a dramatic increase over the last 20 years from under 2 million to over 9 million white women in particular on antidepressants. It's up across the board here, obviously. But younger adults have actually, it's actually gone down a little bit. I've talked about this. I mean, you can, if you just know women, you see this. My wife was literally at a bachelorette party, and they were talking about it afterwards, and it was like, oh my God, I forgot my Lexapro. And the other one was like, oh, I take Lexapro. Do you need 10 or 20 milligrams? The other one's like, I have 20. It's like, I have 30. Every one of them is on antidepressants. These are attractive, young, extremely successful, college-educated white women. What are they sad about? What are they sad about? I don't even get it. They're all so sad they have to be medicated? Really? Really? Is it because they've been fed a world of lies? Is it because they are trying to exist in a way that is utterly unnatural and uncomfortable for them? So they have to medicate themselves to be okay with it? Why mostly white American women over 40 are the biggest antidepressant market on earth, and why are we okay with it? Well, we're not. We're not. But see, if they didn't medicate themselves into a stupor, then they might actually think about what's going on and realize that this is all just horribly wrong. By the way, long-term antidepressant usage. Because I think it's sick anyway, but I know it's like a common thing now to where, like, if somebody dies in your family or, like, you go through an unexpected, really bad breakup, a doctor will just be like, well, we'll just get you on antidepressants for a month or two to help you get through this. Which, again, is sick and wrong. But it's at least better than 5-plus years artificial serotonin reuptake inhibitor warping the chemistry of your brain, in addition to the hormonal birth control that is psychically destroying you. Let's go back to some of these videos. Let's go to clip number 13 here. I heard that was a good one. Who is this? Luke Skywalker? This is Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, once every boy's hero, who then was in an extremely symbolic, inappropriate series of events, utterly destroyed and humiliated and debased and just made into a pathetic, diabolical wretch in the new Star Wars movies. I got to get some more insufferable, worm. It's just, you know, they're just worms. These guys are just worms. And you know, there's a spark of hope for a moment when the new Star Wars movies came out and Mark Hamill was doing the press tours where he seemed to, like, really not like what was happening. He was like, what? I'm just my character? Luke Skywalker, this beacon of hope, this indefatigable, you know, champion of a hopeless resistance, is now just some pathetic, milk drinking, lizard molesting hobo who's scared of his own shadow. And like for a while, he would give interviews where it was like, okay, he gets what's going on here. He doesn't like what they're doing. I guess we've been through that. I guess Stockholm Syndrome has taken hold, or whatever the cult programming is, has finally reached critical mass, and he has come to accept his debasement and embrace it. Here's Mark Hamill, pathetic, washed-up, quizzling cuck at the Whites for Kamala event.
They're so forthcoming with what they want to do. Get rid of the Department of Education completely. They're going to try and remake what we know as democracy into an autocracy. It's no surprise that he idolizes Viktor Orban and
Putin. You're thinking of Putin.
The, the dictators of the world. That's what he yearns to be. Again, he said it out loud that he wants to be a dictator from day one.
For one day, because it was funny to say.
Never
that.
Has it been more important for us to stand up to his mental illness and vote for Kamala in 2024.
God, I mean, doesn't it sound so sincere? Doesn't he sound so sincere? There's some, you know, rainbow-haired transgender twink just off camera in all of these with like a gun pointed to them. Say you love Kamala. Say how welcoming and free we are. Okay. And there's like, we have to vote for Kamala. I am so excited for a woman president, you guys. What? These are just utter losers. Apparently, Adam Ruins Everything was in this call. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Obviously, the estrogen farm known as Adam Ruins Everything was on this call. Let's see what he had to say, shall we?
Something that I've heard a lot as a white man in Hollywood.
You're not a white man.
I didn't get such and such an opportunity because they couldn't hire a white man. That's something that you hear now quite often. And when I'm told that, I tell the person, first of all, who told me that to fuck off, because that's racist and it's a lie when they tell you that. It's designed to divide people.
Dump.
More importantly, the reason I tell them to fuck off is because I know that everybody else who is maybe being considered for that opportunity is the sort of person who just a little while ago would have not been considered for that opportunity because they were not a white man, except no one would have ever told them that to their face, right? Or they wouldn't even had a chance to go into the room and audition, or maybe they wouldn't even made it to Los Angeles, right? When people tell you that, they are expressing the fact that there's been a change in this country where, for once in the entire history of this country, white men don't get every single opportunity. And that's something that I'm proud of. I'm proud to be part of our industry and our country at a time when that's the case. And you know why that is? It's because I have something called solidarity, because I care about everybody else and everybody else's problems, and I stand up for their issues as much as my own.
Except for white men, right? Except for white. I mean, so many things about this. Like, obviously, this dude's not subject to this. Right. For whatever reason, or in fact, because, I mean, he was chosen for the explicit reason that he is an insufferable soy boy cuck to be made famous, to be shown as an example. And by the way, if you don't know who this guy is, I'm sorry to introduce you to him, but just search his name on YouTube. Just search Adam Ruins Everything. Joe Rogan Experience, something like that. He went on the Joe Rogan Experience and was saying stuff, and Joe Rogan was just like asking him basic questions about like, well, why do you believe that? And the guy just melted down. He has no idea. No idea why he believes anything that he says he believes. They're not actually against discrimination. They have this weird guilt complex about things that happened a century ago, 70 years ago, when the last Jim Crow laws were in place. They don't actually care about like not discriminating. They're happy that white guys are being discriminated against. And he actually says right then, he was like, well, you know, before, so stupid, it's just like before, you know, people would not be considered for roles, but they wouldn't even be told that to the face. And it's like, which do you think is worse? Honestly, which do you think is worse? Do you think it's worse that maybe there's a cultural milieu that's like, it's kind of quietly assumed that maybe you want to give a job to a white guy, but you don't say it explicitly? Or to look somebody in the eye and go, I'm not choosing you because of your race and your gender. Sit down. You don't get this opportunity. Like, how is that better? How is it better that it's more blatant? How is it better that it's explicit now and it wasn't before? How is that better? So before, it was an assumed thing and it wasn't, right? The only thing that happens is they look at a disparity and they say, therefore, racism. I have no proof of that whatsoever. We have proof that white guys are being discriminated against because they keep bragging about it, the discrimination. Discrimination that happens is deliberate and celebrated. That's why I wanted to spend so much time on it. It's like, I don't know what we have to do to break out of this. But I think about my son growing up in a world where these men rule things, right? Where he's constantly being sent signals of like, the best thing to do is to hate yourself and be glad that you're discriminated against and feel guilt for something that you never did, and for all of the success of your ancestors to be treated as evil and rejected by you, and you should be happy that you're mistreated. And of course, very, very easy for Mr. Adam Ruins Everything to say this again. He's a multimillionaire. And he's probably is talking to people in the industry who are like, yeah, I'm a light rigger. I'm a PA. I'm a graphic designer. Like, I can't get work. And they tell me it's because I'm a white guy. And he's in his like $10 million mansion being like, that's called justice, sweetie. That's called justice, okay? Because 200 years ago, some other white guy built a trading post in Ghana. So now you don't have a job, and that's good. And I'm happy for that. Let's go to clip 12 here, where, again, I haven't even listened to Joseph Gordon-Levitt yet, but I watched his body language. You tell me if this is somebody who's comfortable and confident and expressing a true deep belief, or a nervous wreck who has never been in front of camera without a script telling him what to say. He probably has one now, but let's watch Joseph Gordon-Levitt, noted freak.
There's another type of successful businessman or woman, business person. And that's the con man.
Everything they say.
And I know there are also con women too, but
Oh my God, get to the point, these
white dudes group. Most of the biggest, baddest cons in the world are guys.
Hell yeah.
So let's just say con man for short.
Boys, right? Boys.
A con man is different than an honest businessman. Might or might not have an honest to goodness product or service to offer the world, but it doesn't really matter.
Can you imagine taking political advice from these people?
He's charismatic. He's good at lying. He's good at getting people on his side, his customers, his employees, his vendors, his investors. And
if you do that, but you actually really have a product, that's not being a con man.
And as soon as he needs to, he's ready to screw them over as long as he ends up with the money. That's a con man.
Oh, good. Hollywood is value signaling to us again.
But it is one way to be successful in business. So ask yourself, let's just say Donald Trump is a successful.
Shut up, idiot. We can turn him down. These people, has this guy not been a Hollywood star since he was like 12? Was this guy not a child actor? Like, who are these people? Who do they think they are? Who gave them the idea that they know anything? Who told them that they could speak? Who told them that them opening their mouths was a good idea because they had thoughts to share? It's like, it doesn't matter if you have a product or not. No, you literally just described a businessman.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Martin effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system. System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. There's a lot of stuff going on around the world. You got Muslims stabbing little girls in Europe. You've got imminent war overseas. You've got just the transgender agenda castrating little kids. It's all miserable. But it's all because of this topic. It's all because of a lack of masculinity. And sort of the culmination of everything that we talked about at InfoWars, the poisoning of our food and water deliberately to lower testosterone, the transgender agenda, obviously, the homosexual propaganda that's forced down everybody's throats, the just weakness and failure of the West. As we are being conquered without firing a shot because our men can't just stand up for themselves. cannot just laugh at the people who are taking them over. It's iconic almost. It's like symbolic. It's like we're all being eaten by vampires, and it's like you just don't let them in the door. Well, this is not difficult. For the evil people to work their evil ways, they need your permission. Stop giving it to them. It really is that simple. It really is that easy. Who's Maurice Mitchell?
Not a white dude.
Whoa, a non-white dude? A non-white dude in the Whites for Kamala?
And yeah, no, he had to break in. It's not an exclusive space. Not a whites only thing.
Whites for Kamala, they're like, but everybody's welcome. It's not just white guys. We'll be the ones debasing and humiliating ourselves. We'll be the one talking trash about our own kind. But black dudes are welcome to come pile on. All right, let's go to clip number four here.
And I get it. As part of the vast majority of white men that are not a part of that extremist movement that has turned into a cult, you're focusing on your life. You're doing good in your personal life and doing no harm out in the world. And that could feel like enough. But in these times,
it is enough, actually.
Silently disagreeing is not enough. When elected officials and internet trolls like Congressman Tim Burchett call Kamala Harris the Vice President of the United States a DEI hire,
she was, they admitted it.
Fox Business contributor and father of four, Alec Lace, calls the VP, and I quote, the original Hot Tua girl, or when J.D. Vance says things like,
oh,
she's a childless cat lady, or when Trump says she's as dumb as a rock, your silence signals agreement. VP Harris deserves people engaging with her record and policy proposals, not a discourse rooted in racism and sexism.
It's not rooted in racism. It's rooted in reality. She's a cat lady who's dumb as bricks. I mean, what is there to say here? And look, the Kamala being a DEI hire, in the official announcement that Biden made when he picked her, he said, I chose her because of my commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's a quote. He said that verbatim. You're not allowed to complain about it. Oh, you're just not allowed to complain about it. It's the celebration parallax. See, if you are there saying Kamala Harris is, she has no kids, she's childless, and that's amazing, then that's wonderful and not rooted in sexism. If you say, I don't want a childless and childish 60-year-old woman who is deeply unpopular and a ridiculous failure in every regard, looking at her record. Yeah, it's not racist or sexist. That's just not wanting our country to be destroyed under her leadership. Clip 15, you said? Let's go to clip 15.
When I first saw the white dudes for Harris byline, I thought, oh, that's a little cringy. And I realized my own bias, which is we hear about white men congregating and we think of tiki torches and AR-15s.
Awesome.
And the Klan. And I think it's a really beautiful opportunity for us to take back that identity from those bands of bigots and misogynists, because they don't define who we are.
You define who you are.
Oh, actually. Yeah, we're very defined on who you are.
I mean, like, honestly, like, that guy says, oh, our bias. Like, they are the people who framed that whole thing to look like white men with tiki torches. Like, You know, from the outside looking in, I remember when that whole event went down, like, there were a bunch of people on the internet who are not, like, racist people or anything like that, and they're like, oh my gosh, like, they were still stunned that President Trump won the presidency, and they're like, yo, let's go meet up. It was kind of like, what's that YouTube con? VidCon?
VidCon, yeah.
Yeah, like, where you get to go meet, like, you know, the people, and then it turns out, it's like, you roll to the, to what you think is going to be, like, one of those other Trump rallies, and it's like, everyone's got these tikis, and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, it was all about, you know, stopping the tearing down of historical statues. That's
right,
the thing.
Right. But then, when you look at that event, you know, again, like, the weeks after, it's like, you look at it, it's like, that could not have been more synthetic in terms of a lot of the stuff that,
of course,
that I saw there.
Well, no, but right? That's the thing.
Actors participating, understanding that the optics were going to look bad. You know what I mean?
But even outside of that, I mean, you go to a Proud Boys rally, and it's black guys, it's white guys, it's whatever, but it's majority white, and, you know, it's lit. If you've ever been to a Proud Boys thing, it's not a thing anymore because they, you know, dictatorship that we live under systematically eliminated it and arrested its leaders for their peaceful activity, because we do already live in a dictatorship. We already live in a totalitarian state. I want you to know. But you'd go and, like, every speech would be like, we don't care what color you are. We don't care what gender you are. We just want you to be free and to join us and blah, blah. It was just like all very good. It was all very good. It was all very moral. It was all very friendly and welcoming. And then these people and the media cohort goes, actually, we're labeling you Nazis now because you're white, because of your race. If you ever get together, we are going to demonize you as white supremacists. Use this keyword that we've hacked people's brains with to get them to reject you outright, because you're weird and white supremacist. Because we've signaled everybody that if you don't condemn these people, you will be in the out group and you will be rejected from the tribe.
They program
everybody for that. And so then, you know, white guys get together and it's like, well, therefore it's Nazis. But these guys, and I guess that's the way it works. White guys can, these are the new rules. White guys can explicitly have spaces for white dudes only if, and only if, the sole intent, purpose, and function of that gathering is to debase and humiliate and kowtow yourself, self-flagellate in front of everybody to show what a moral and good person you are. You can get together. White guys can get together, explicitly just white guys, but only if the purpose of getting together is to humiliate and demoralize white guys. Those are the new rules. When you think of white guys, you can get tiki torches and AR-15s. Based, awesome, cool, yes. Fun, yeah. Usually when white guys get together, it's like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool and fun and based. And that's the thing, man. I just wish white people would act more like non-white people in this regard. What? You never see black guys doing this about black people. You never see Jews getting together and going, we Jews need to shut up. It's time for us Jews to step aside and hand off the baton to the white guys.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
For this conversation to take a horrific turn. Because there's a reason why this topic is important. And it's because of stuff like what happened yesterday in Southport, UK. Story from Sky News. Southport stabbing's latest. Third child dies as others fight for lives. Police call for an end to the online speculation. Well, they gotta clamp down on all the speculation. And you might not have even have heard this has happened. Especially if you're not tuned in to, you know, the far-right extremists, conspiracy theorists over here telling you what's happening in the world. This has gotten a lot of media coverage. But it should. Plastered on every screen should be images like this one of a young girl stabbed, crawling, covered in blood as she becomes the victim of migrant crime in the UK. Because this is the outcome of weakness. This is the outcome of a lack of masculinity, of a lack of the protective instinct, a delusional altruism. Do you want to know why these little girls were stabbed to death in the middle of summer camp? It's because last time a Muslim immigrant blew up a bunch of little girls at a concert in Manchester, the response from the UK was to get together and sing a song called Don't Look Back in Anger, rather than ruthlessly and violently expelling all of these people from your country immediately. That's why. That's the outcome. That image is the outcome that all these cucks for Kamala are leading us towards. It's not a world of rainbows. It's not a world of acceptance. It's a world of brutal, vicious, bloody attacks on innocent women. Are they going to sing again? Are they going to get together and are they all going to sing a lullaby to each other and move on from this? Probably, because they're all cucks. Because they're all weak, pathetic, castrated farm animals running the country when they should be lions. This is the outcome of all of these weak, self-flagellating, self-hating, pathetic man babies spreading their poisonous ideology of weakness. This is the outcome. These are the victims. Why isn't this image on every front page? Why doesn't the media care about this little girl? There's a body that washed up on the beach of a little boy in Syria. We still see it constantly. They were able to take that image and break down the borders of Europe with it, flood the continent with tens of millions of migrants, creating infinitely more images like this off one staged photo of a drowned child. It's not like they won't show you these videos. It's not like they won't show you graphic, horrific images. They will, when it serves their purpose. Why don't they care about this girl? Because it's politically inconvenient. Why would they let a girl get raped in a bathroom by a transgender kid and cover that up? Do they really care? This is the outcome of weakness. This is the outcome of willingly surrendering your country to foreigners who hate you, to an actually poisonous ideology. It's completely devastating. So we'll show you these images. This is a little girl named Bibi King, 7-year-old Elise Dot Stancombe, and 9-year-old Alice Da Silva Aguilar. There's little Elise, stabbed to death by a psychotic immigrant. There's little Alice, never coming home because of the weakness of her government and the way that they allow innocent people in their country to be victims of their satanic agenda. There's little Bibi. Who bled to death on a sidewalk because of the acceptance and tolerance of the people who were supposed to protect her. I don't know what else it's going to take. I mean, this isn't the first attack like this. It's not by a long shot. Probably this year there have been, what, at least a dozen stabbing attacks? Remember there was on video in France, the Algerian guy running around the playground stabbing babies? It's just like a regular occurrence now. In Ireland, they're having to burn down migrant centers to stop the importation of people that are doing just this after you had a stabbing outside of a primary school. Why are the people coming targeting little girls? What's in their mind that compels them to do violence to innocent white girls? And how, by the love of God, does this not change things? How is it that this happens over and over? How is it that you have the migrant bombing in Manchester? Because this was a Taylor Swift summer camp where this stabbing took place. Not the one you're seeing here. This is the one in France where he's literally stabbing babies. And the mom's desperately trying to rescue their kids. And look, you know, God bless that man for at least trying to do something. But it probably would have helped if he had a little more testosterone, right? Probably would have helped if he'd been a little bit more man, a little less soy boy. Probably could have actually stopped the knife attacks on the babies in the strollers. So anybody that is promoting this weakness, anybody that is acting like this cowardice and this pathetic existence is virtuous, is your enemy. So we'll take your calls on the other side on this topic and more. Not to get it down. And it's funny to laugh at the cucks for being pathetic. That's because it's a survival instinct. It's because we can't survive. Literally, we cannot survive with these people in charge.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, dudes. Got your phone calls here. Go to Mark in California. Mark, you're not really a Kamala Harris supporter, are you? I'm just going to assume all these are going to be pranks. You don't actually support Kamala Harris,
right? Not a
prank. Not a prank?
Not a prank. I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Last 4 years, I'm a gold and silver dealer out here in California. Last 4 years, my business has been booming. A lot of money off the chaos. And let me tell you this, too. By the way, you do a fine job. Everyone, InfoWarsStore.com. I just ordered Nitric Boost and toothpaste the other day. Your products are great, life-changing. Do it. Harrison, fine job. Here's the thing, Harrison. Kamala Harris will be the nominee. They're not going to swap her out. Joe's going to finish his term just like they did with RBG and Dianne Feinstein, where they just they died before they left the seat. They're just going to let him finish the term so he can pardon his whole family. We all know that.
Yeah.
We also know that Obama's been running everything behind the scenes, right? We're agreement with that. He's been pulling the strings in the Biden term, right?
Yeah, certainly to some extent, for sure.
Well, I think majority. Here's the thing. When you hear this, you'll probably realize back when Obama was president and Kamala Harris was the AG of California, he was out here on some kind of thing as president. She was attorney general. Your crew can find it because they're the best crew in everything in the world. He, the personal thing, he referred to her as, I'm somewhat paraphrasing, either the most talented or best looking or the best attorney general of all 50 state attorney generals in America. I knew right then, okay, this woman's going someplace. She is a Marxist. Now, the reason she fell out on the 2020 campaign but then became the VP is because Obama put her there.
Mm.
So he's pulling the strings. So here's what's going to happen. She's going to be, again, Biden will finish his term. She'll be the nominee. And I can tell you this much, 100% certainty, the VP for Harris will be Mark Kelly. They're going to put in a white man to be on the team to go against the other team that's two white men along with the woman of color. And what's going to happen is when Trump brings up or anybody brings up during this hard campaigning about him taking getting grazed in the ear with a bullet, they're going to be able to throw up and say, well, the vice president's wife, Gabby Giffords, took a bullet in the brain. And she's been suffering life-changing health problems ever since. So that they're going to use that to neutralize him getting shot. And on that subject, lastly, I'll tell you, Ted Nugent asked Alex a question Alex did, but he hung up the cord. He wanted to know what would happen if they had blown his brains out. And you hit stumbled on something the other day, I think it was just yesterday, about it being so conspicuous and blatant. They wanted the bullet to go, to blow his head off, traumatize the nation, get rid of the Trump problem, and the Patsy, the 20-year-old kid on top of that roof who did not actually shoot him in the ear, they wanted to put him down because he had an AR-15, and the Democrats were going to use that whole traumatic event to stop AR-15 sales and eventually get everybody to turn him in. The Democrats are already on board with that. And you would have had 50% of the Republicans that support Trump be say, well, My president got his head blown off by an AR-15. I guess I'll give it. I'd never give up mine, my several, but half of them would. And there's your, this is what's going to happen, Harrison. Great job again, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. Fantastic call. I think your prediction about Mark Kelly is extremely smart. And I think you're right about Kamala Harris as well. That does make a lot of sense. And look, the crew found it. Obama calls Californian Kamala Harris best looking attorney general. So, yeah,
I told you, your crew is the best.
They absolutely
are. And so
you
can see she's been Team Obama ever since then. And by the way, what's the year of that? 2010, 2012? Before she was
13,
senator,
I think,
obviously.
Yeah.
13? Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, she's a Marxist too. She's on. It's all covert behind the scenes. And so I'm resigned. I mean, I voted for Trump both times, but I resigned myself. It's going to be Chlamydia Harris and Mark Kelly, president, vice president. And it's going
to
be
to vote good case, Geiser. It's going to be a Kamala cost. It's going to be a Kamala cost. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Don't you love when Hollywood lectures you on morality? I mean, look, you got to hand it to them. They know how to manipulate. They know how to craft narratives in ways that are just beyond belief. If they weren't really, like, you'd never believe that this would be the case. It's like comedy. Think about the fact that Hollywood got outed Harvey Weinstein as the kingpin, as basically the entire film industry being a giant blackmail casting couch pedophile bonanza. And they actually have the temerity to turn around and say, this is all men. Actually, this is the problem with men in the workplace. I mean, think about the arrogance and level of gaslighting that's necessary. And it's the same kind of thing, right? You've got all of these rich, effeminate millionaire men getting together to lecture us on our privilege. I mean, there's something to it. There's something to this chutzpah, this ability to sit there, get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, and then to turn around and go, you know, we could all really, you know, frankly, I'm going to be the spokesperson for the anti-stealing brigade. We could all learn to not steal cookies from the cookie jar. It's like, no, that was you. You did that. You were the one raping women. You were the one sending Mossad after your victims to silence them. You were the one on video and audio desperately coercing a young actress that you were abusing behind the scenes. So shut your fat mouths. Like, who do you people think you are? And how do they get away with it? Honestly, how do they get away with it? How do people not see what the reality is? I'll get what I'm saying. I mean, it's got to be the most... It's one of the most insane things that's happened in the last 10 years. The Me Too movement. Where it came out that Hollywood was being run by a bunch of rapists. Not that we didn't know that, but finally it hit the mainstream. It was allowed to break through the Overton window. You learned this entire industry was populated by people, exclusively the people who were willing to let a literal goblin feel them up. Like that was the prerequisite to getting an Oscar. Was will you let Harvey Weinstein, human goblin, fondle you? And then they turn around and give these heartfelt, righteous indignation speeches where they're saying, we must not allow this. This is a rape culture and we are leading the fight against it. These people, man. How they have any credibility, how anybody, how they think that anybody cares what they say. You know, Harvey Weinstein's assistant, who was his assistant for like 10 years, got handed the keys to Star Wars. She's one that wrote and directed the latest Star Wars show. Nobody likes the new Star Wars show. Because the people who made it are evil. They can't write stories for human beings. They don't know how. Anyway, let's go back out to your calls about this Cucks for Kamala Zoom event. West Texas Jim wants to talk about unracism. Go ahead, West Texas Jim, you're on the air. Hello. All right, we'll go to Matt in Missouri then. Why are they using the weird terminology? They're calling J.D. Vance and Donald Trump weird. I cannot think of less weird people in the political world. Thanks for calling in, Matt. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Harrison. Well, I was wanting to kind of offer a different strategy on how to respond to being called weird by the left.
Okay.
Well, obviously you've heard the term keep Austin weird or keep San Francisco weird or keep Portland weird.
Yep.
You know, this terminology used to be worn like a badge of honor by the left, and now all of a sudden being weird is bad? Yeah, I'm not going to defend myself against being weird. I'm going to turn and run headfirst into it. To quote the great late Dr. Seuss, we're all a little weird. And so am I going to stop being weird just because the left hates weird people now? Absolutely not.
See, but that's the thing. They don't hate weird people. They are all freaks. They're absolute psychos. Like, this is the weird part of it. Again, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, like they're so weird. They're the least weird people ever. I'm significantly weirder than Donald Trump. The average person is significant. Joe Biden is a weird dude. Joe Biden showering with his daughter. Joe Biden's kids are you know, cracked out whoremongers. Like, that's all very weird. Yeah. What's weird is a man in a dress twerking for your Thanksgiving or Christmas celebration. What's weird is taking orders from the Easter Bunny. This is all very weird. They're very proud of how, because it's not even weird. It's like freakish. They're freakish. They're disturbed. They're aberrant.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So what are they even talking? Are they're saying it's weird that J.D. Vance, what, doesn't like liberal cat ladies that vote Democrat 90% of the time? Yeah.
Right.
It's very weird. It's all very weird. I agree. It's like you can kind of, but it just doesn't mean anything. But what it is, the whole purpose of it is just, it's just a signal. It's just there to say, these are members of the out group. You should not associate with them. It is literally mean girl middle school tactics of don't sit at that table. That's where the weird kids sit. Not for any reason, not because it's true, not because people are actually weird, because they just want to scare you away from them. Oh, they're weird. And like, there's something in the minds, especially of like, you know, I mean, women, it's certainly more prevalent, young women especially. And this is the same psychic vulnerability that they always exploit, right? Why are so many girls transgender? Because they are like going through middle school and going through puberty and feel awkward and aren't comfortable with themselves and just want to be liked. They just want to have friends. They just don't want to be the ostracized weirdo freak. So they have this psychic pain, this vulnerability that's exploited, where people come in and go, oh, the reason you feel bad is because you're really a boy. If you're a boy, you're cool. If you're a trans person, you're in the in-group 100%. You'll never be excluded, because if they exclude you, it's hate and we'll attack them for it. So if you want to be in the in-group, you should be trans and you're set for life. It's playing on this psychology. It's the same psychology they're now adopting for Kamala Harris, where it's if you want to be in the in-group, if you want to overcome your discomfort with yourself, it's middle school mean girl tactics. And frankly, if you let it work on you, you're a loser, you're pathetic, you're weak, you're... Well, I would never marry you. Let's just say that. Let's go to Jen in Georgia. You want to get in on this Kamala Harris convo? Go ahead, Jen. You're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, I just want to say that you're being a very toxic white male, and I don't appreciate it. You owe us all an apology, because Kamala is a strong woman of color who gives us all the strength to look at bigots in the eyes like you and tell you that you're so mean.
I'm so mean.
I don't
weird.
Like it.
Jen, how do you feel about that? I love it. I mean, these people are so pathetic. As a woman, Jen, I assume you're a natural woman. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about all this? Because I'm not trying to talk trash about women. I'm trying to, like, I don't know, shame them. I don't know. Who likes these weak freak women? I mean, it's all gross to me. From a woman's perspective, I mean, what do you think about all this nonsense?
No, I'm just messing with you. I think it's kind of scary that men cower to women like this, honestly. I mean, I believe it all started in the church, right, where you had – the church used to be a place where men would take their wives and prepare them for a spiritual warfare that was going on every day.
Right.
But see, now the church has turned into a place where wives take their husbands and have a safe space for them to be able to, you know, get with their emotions. And now you got women pastors. There is a reason why God preserved the role of leadership for men. And it's so scary when men just cower to women like that, crazies. And now we got a cackling crazy person, you know, trying to run for president. I mean, honestly, it's terrifying. If you compare the, like, what's going on right now to Idiocracy, it literally goes beyond Idiocracy. It's
scary. I know, man. What a great point, though. Men used to take their wives to church to prepare them for spiritual warfare that was being waged against them. Now women bring their husbands to church to have a safe space to, like, berate them and tell them to... You saw, man, you really hit the nail on the head there. I think you nailed it.
I thank God I am married today, because if I were single and I were in the dating world, I would be terrified of what kind of man I would accidentally get myself involved with.
Okay,
but like my husband, he's a strong man.
Yeah.
He knows where he stands. He knows who his Lord is. You know, he knows all about the evil tactics, you know, of the enemy. So,
but I mean, this is the thing though, right? Like, women don't actually want weak men. Like, I didn't date for very long. I had met my wife in college and I was in a long-term relationship before that. I mean, but I still know that, like, women want you to stand up to them. Like, women don't want to be able to push their men around. Like, if you are a beta and just, like, give in to your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, like, they start to resent you. They want, it's like, am I crazy? I mean, this, it's like a testing thing, right? Like, women want to, like, push their men to find out where the line is, and the men eventually are supposed to stand up and go, no, actually, lady, I'm in, you know,
yeah.
I was being nice to you as a courtesy, but, like, you know, calm down. And then they get like, oh, ooh, oh, he's in charge. I like this. I mean, it's like, yeah. Women don't want weak men.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't want weak men. I think every woman is guilty at some point of trying to push their man and see where the line is drawn. And once we realize that our man is, you know, actually going to act like a man and stand up and be like, no, you don't tell me what to do. You know, I'm the leader. We respect them even more for that, because any woman who has a man who allows himself to be pushed around by her is eventually going to cheat on him anyway, because, well, he's weak. I mean, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
So.
Well, or just allow them. I mean, again, it really is a deep seated, like, evolutionary thing. It's why, like, why do serial killers in prison get love letters from women? Like, what is that? What is that psychology? It's because there's something deep seated in women that's like, I need a dangerous man to protect. I need my man to be dangerous. I mean, it's a story that's just over and over and over. And I've had experience with it in my life with, like, you know, people that I know where it's like, why are you in another abusive relationship? And obviously it can go too far where, like, women are just choosing, like, the worst guys. But there's a reason why. There's a reason why. It's because, like, it's a feeling of safety when it's like, even though this man might be dangerous to me, he's on my side. And so if anybody else comes, this dangerous person is going to protect me. And I'm in his care, and he needs to be dangerous so he can actually protect me. It's very strange. It's very strange way that I guess these men think that they're giving women what they want. Women don't want this weak cowardice. They really don't. Even if they say they do, they really don't.
I need to feel safe in my life. You know, I gotta feel safe in my life. If I'm with a man who doesn't make me feel safe, then there's no hope for us. I mean, it's just that easy. That's how it's always been. It should always be that way. I don't know why these men allow women to just take dominance over, you know, a country. There are women who can do the job well, I'm sure. I mean, there's right. Women in history who have, but they don't have the same kind of, I don't know, backbone the way men do. They're too emotionally unstable. Like, we're just not meant for leadership roles. And that's why the Bible is very clear about that. I think there's a reason.
It's another necessary thing. Like, it has to do with child rearing, right? That, like, women are supposed to be more empathetic. They're supposed to be soft. They're supposed to be loving and generous and giving. Like, that's the role that I don't want a woman that's hard-edged and you know, mean and, you know, gonna snap. It's like, no. I can do that. I'll do that part. You do the soft, generous, loving stuff. We need both of these things. So, and you're right. It's like, you know, I went to my wife and I went to a small town for a weekend outside of Texas. And we were staying in an Airbnb owned by this woman who was like 90 years old, but had grown up in this small town, born in the house that, you know, she was still living in. And, you know, after we talked to her for a little bit, she was on the city council. And she leaves. My wife and I are just like, yeah, she should be in charge of this town. Like, you know, whatever system we need to have that lady in charge of this town, that's what we need to have. Because, you know, there are women that can do it. There, you know, women are often the leaders of movements. And hearing this woman talk about, she's just like, they want to do a cut through here and not on my watch. That's not going to happen. I'm preserving that park, you know. And it's just like this, you know, but it's not done in a manly way. It's done in a feminine strength way. I don't know. It's a neat distinction, a very slight distinction. But there's a womanly strength that is not like manly strength, and that is necessary for certain things, but, you know, shouldn't be in charge of things like war. Because in things like war, you don't want somebody that is empathetic and understanding. beyond the point that they can, you know, in order to defeat your enemy, you must be able to understand what they're thinking. But it's all just part of tearing down the divide. No, I've loved this call, Jen. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I hope I didn't freak out too much in the beginning.
No.
I'm just trolling.
No, I know you're not actually for Kamala, and it was convincing. It was an accurate way they would react. Well, thank you so much for the call, Jen. I appreciate it. Let's go to Lee in New Jersey. Lee in New Jersey, what do you got for us?
Hi, I was watching earlier, and you were showing the Zoom call with the white women, yeah, for Harris. And I saw that yesterday posted, and honestly, it made me embarrassed to be a white woman.
Right.
Literally. I thought, my goodness, what, you know. I would have liked to have seen the faces of the women when the main person was speaking, kicking it off. I would have liked to have seen their faces, their reaction. But I'm with Jen, your previous caller there, as far as I don't need to see a woman in the White House. In fact, I don't think that that's necessary or appropriate, really, because men and women, you know, we're very different. That's why, you know, men are from Venus and women are from Mars. That's we're just created differently. We have different strengths and weaknesses, and a woman, I don't believe, you know, is that's not anything that I need to have happen.
You don't like being talked to like a preschooler, Lee? That doesn't resonate with you? You put your listening ears on. You're white, so shut up. Right. Listen to the black women.
Exactly.
I mean, that doesn't resonate with you?
I know. No. The toxicity, it's so toxic. It's so, I was like, are you kidding me? This is really, it's what the kids call cringe.
Yes, it's very cringe.
Yeah, it's just so insane. It's like, but I know I'm, you know, these days probably somewhat in the minority because, you know, the whole country and world's just going to hell. But I, you know, for a long time, I've never wanted or needed to see, like, women, you know, sportscasters. I don't need to see a woman, you know, on the sidelines of an NFL game there's certain roles, in my opinion, just, you know, certain roles that, you know, men can stick to, and women, you know, we have lots of opportunities, but it kills me because I have this conversation all the time with my boyfriend that where are all the women's rights people?
Right.
Where are they all? With, you know, men in women's sports, you know, men going into women's bathrooms. I was very quick to cancel my Planet Fitness membership after that video. I don't know if it went viral, but I know they lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Off of that. So I just, where are people, you know, speaking up and looking out for women.
Right. Well, but you know, it's the same thing like what we were talking about earlier, where this guy's going, you know, I'm so glad that white men are explicitly discriminated against now. And it's like, okay, well, your whole thing was, you know, if your whole thing is to be anti-discrimination, but you're happy it's being done again. So if your whole thing is like pro-women, but you're happy that men are obliterating them in the sports field, like they don't believe what they say they believe. It's just, it's all lies.
No.
It's all deception.
And, you know, exactly. And if it were happening to men, you know, where they were spending their whole, you know, lives training and preparing for something only to have, you know, your face broken when somebody, you know, smashes a volleyball into it because they're 6 feet two and, you know, got junk in their shorts.
And a man,
Hey, yeah, like, if it was the other way around, there would be nonstop, you know.
You're exactly right. 100%. I'm loving these calls, folks. We got to go to break, but we'll be right back soon. Thanks for the call, Lee.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for a very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Going out to your phone calls. Let's go to Brian in New York. You want to talk about the Me Too movement? Go ahead, Brian. You're on the air.
Hey, my compliments on connecting Harvey Weinstein to the Me Too thing. Never heard anyone in media mention that, but it was so clear. And, you know, the algorithm was enhanced to push that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I noticed was the Stop Asian Hate hashtag that was all over the place. There was a murder in New York City. A Chinese food delivery guy didn't deliver duck sauce to some guy. And he was murdered because of it. Well, it turns out the guy who killed him was Jewish. This happened in April 2022. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I really haven't heard Stop Asian Hate really since it was that it came out that that was the guy who killed him. Had that been just a regular white guy, forget about it. That would have exponentially grown. So that's one thing. And then the other thing about women and politics is the reason I think we'll have Newsom as a president eventually, and I really hope not, is because he throws vibes of like the kind of guy in the neighborhood who would sleep with his neighbor's wife. And on some level, women like that darkness.
Right. Right. This goes back to our why do women write love letters to serial killers sort of discussion. He's got the serial killer vibe that women are inexplicably attracted to.
Yeah. Just the sleaze bag kind of, pat you on the back 1 minute and then just, really screw things up. And there's something inside, a large part of the, I think, most of the female population that is attracted to that, which is I think it's kind of biblical, actually.
You know, it seems like all that's needed is like, I don't know, humility. Like, it's fine to be like, oh, I just like Newsom because he whatever. You know, there Claire Lehman, I think her name is, put out a post, and it was just hilarious because first the tweet I saw was somebody saying, something about like women shouldn't vote, women shouldn't be in politics or something. And then like the next tweet was Claire Lehman saying, I just like the vibes of Kamala Harris. It's just this like, I like that she can dance. And it's just like, that's fine. That's fine to like that she can dance. Can we also recognize that if that's your, if that's how you're judging people, then you shouldn't be allowed to vote. Like, it's fine to like her because she can dance. Great. But can you have the humility to say, yeah, look, I like that she can dance, but that's not the best requisite for leading the country in war? Like, can you have a little humility and just go, yeah, it's fine. You like her. But like, can you recognize maybe you're not the best person to choose who's in charge? I don't know.
Think about dancing. If you're like a dance, like any sort of dancer, they're manipulated by sound and environmental cues, right? So they're kind of a very pliable person. Dancing is a form of mind control in a lot of ways because it's kind of like almost like a spell. When someone's dancing, it's not a natural thing. It's a it's almost like a spiritual thing.
It's like a possession
evolutionary
thing.
Purpose. Yeah, that's another thing.
I mean, yeah. Look, to be honest, Trump's a better dancer than Kamala. So, I mean, if that's your thing, maybe we're just looking at this the wrong way. Maybe instead of just criticizing the fact that these women are apparently responding to being talked to like toddlers, and saying, "Why don't you grow up? We're trying to talk about politics here. We're trying to talk about who's going to run the country." Stop acting like this is tea time. Stop acting like you're talking to a bunch of toddlers. We're trying to be adults here. Maybe we should just embrace it. Maybe that's the solution. Maybe the solution is to talk to the liberals like they're babies. Maybe we need to say Trump is a big man. He's a good man. We need a wall to keep out the bad guys. Okay, there's bad guys on the outside, and we want to be safe and comfortable in here. Like, I don't know, maybe we just need to embrace this. Maybe we need to pitch Trump's policies like you're convincing a toddler to go to bed or something like that. I mean, what else, look, Trump is going to stop the war, okay? There's a war and people are suffering and it hurts them, okay? And there's bombs falling and it's very scary. And when Trump comes, he's going to stop all of that. Isn't that nice? Isn't that wonderful? Like, does that get through? Can we just do that? Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to embrace it. Maybe in order to get the liberals to get on our side, we need to start treating them like the little babies that they apparently like to be treated as. The little weak cuck babies that they like to be treated as. I just hate them. I really do. I really do. And again, it's because the ultimate result is just the bad people get away with it. If your country and all of its systems that were set up and designed to protect the innocent from criminals, if it's all taken over by a bunch of weak pushover cuck scumbags, it's going to be the innocent women and the innocent, young boys that are the ones who are victimized in all of this. We can't stand up. Apparently we can't stand up to them. It's too hard. Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. Go ahead, Daryl, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling for the White Dudes for Harrison Zoom call.
You are now an official member of White Dudes for Harrison. Welcome aboard, sir.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, hey, what I wanted to talk about was Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, who's trying to steal the election right now. And all the big politician people around the world are calling him out for stealing, even Blinken, except for one. Kamala Harris giving Maduro her thumbs up.
Is she really? I didn't see that. I covered the Blinken story yesterday. I don't. I'm kind of confused here, Daryl. I'm not following. You're allowed to question. Like I'm kind of confused here. You're telling me that people were holding an insurrection. You're saying that the terrorists, the MAGA extremists of Venezuela, are daring to question election results? This is, we recognize, a universal bad. How could this possibly be a good thing? How is it that Anthony Blinken dares to question the results of an election? I mean, not even being facetious, like, they're doing exactly in Venezuela what Biden did here. Like, one-to-one. Yeah. Like, the graphs even look the same. They cheat in the election. In a way that's so blatant that everybody gets pissed off and there's like mobs running around the street destroying things. And so they're arresting all of the leaders of the dissident groups. Like, it's like, I really am trying to get across, like, the idea that America becomes a totalitarian state. We're already there. And as we speak, communist dictatorships are using the lessons they learned from our leadership to crush their dissent in their country. They are using the January 6th playbook of cheating the election. When everybody gets pissed, crush them, arrest their leadership, shock and awe, domestic terrorist roundup campaign, and throw them all into prison to send a signal that from now on, questioning the election is illegal and you will be treated as a terrorist for doing so. There are communist dictatorships in this hemisphere that are following the Joe Biden playbook. At least when it comes to Venezuela, they weren't actively assisted by the U.S. State Department, as far as I know, unlike in Brazil, where literally the CIA and the State Department went down to Brazil to say, let's tell you how to run this playbook. We're going to do another January 6th election theft, just like we did in America. And they did. They pulled it off. That's why Silva's in charge in Brazil now. Ironically, in Venezuela, it's Americans on the side of the rioters, but it's all just geopolitical games they're playing. So anybody that was in support, that called January 6th an insurrection, you don't get to pretend like you're against what's happening in Venezuela right now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible
antioxidants, and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, so a lot of your calls to get to here. Just everything is insane. From the Google censorship from yesterday, terrorist attack, and you know, why is it that in England there are terror attacks against little girls? The little girls are like always the target. The Manchester Arena attack was during an Ariana Grande concert. The stabbing attack yesterday was at a Taylor Swift event. And this is sort of the perfect example of what we're talking about here. Somebody else posted that image of the little girl trying to crawl away from the 17-year-old illegal immigrant attacker that had stabbed her, bloody. And just underneath that, I thought I... Here it is. Joel Berry posted this. Somebody posted this picture, and he says, this is a picture of a little girl who was stabbed by a 17-year-old Islamic terrorist while attending a Taylor Swift dance party in the UK. Three children were killed. Below the photo is the reply from a liberal white woman who tags the Mercy Police and says, should images like this being used to incite hatred as is being done here, I hope this isn't one of the victims of the Southport attack. Tagging the police and saying, should this photo be allowed to be posted? It's spreading hate. Should the victims of a crime be seen by the public? Because people might hate the attacker then. And then there's the classic meme, the meme at this point of, liberal white woman complaining that she doesn't feel safe walking the streets at night after having just voted to release all the prisoners from jail. There's a pathological altruism strain in the West right now. And it's not just women. It's not just liberal women. It's not just men. I mean, it's men as well. That you got to get over and just really, and I have this with, I'm sure you have friends like this too, where it's like, dude, you're too nice. You're too nice, and it makes everything inconvenient for everybody. Like, I have a friend, he doesn't have the balls just to say no to somebody. And so he'll say yes to a ton of stuff, and then he won't be able to handle everything, so then he just like flakes on you, and you're like, you should have just said no. Like, why do you think it's nice to say yes to something that you can't do? Or like, what? Like, at a certain point, your niceness becomes an inconvenience. It becomes selfish to everybody else. Sometimes being strict is the nice thing to do. And there is something to the childlessness that, if you aren't around kids, you can have this warped view of the world. When you have kids, when you're responsible for kids, it all becomes very obvious. At least it should. Strangely, I mean, even then, it doesn't work for some people where they're just like, why is my kid always so bad? And it's like, because you never punish him, dumbass. Like, oh, how do people not get this? It's not nice to always be nice. It's not a kind thing to always be a pushover and always be surrendering and always be a coward or weak. It's mean, actually. It inconveniences everybody else because we have to make up for it. Anyway, let's get out to your phone calls again. Nathaniel in Alabama wants to talk about racism. Go ahead, Nathaniel. You're on the air.
What's up, Harrison?
Howdy.
Hey, I'm just on the way to the gym so I can get jacked and mog libtard queer babe. I know you know what that's about, but yeah, post racism. So I was listening to Nick the other day, Nick Fuentes. I'm a bit of a groiper, and he was talking about Gavin McGinnis talking about post racism and like leaning into the fact that we can't just spend our whole time denying that we're racist. So you kind of have to just lean into it a bit and be like, you know what? I do love white people. I think that they're great. You know, you have stuff to offer, but yeah, I'm not you. I'm white. So I gotta,
yeah, I mean,
that, you know,
to me, because I get this too sometimes where like, if I ever say like, I'm not racist, or if I ever say, I'm not anti-Semitic or whatever, I'll get comments, people being like, stop kowtowing to him, stop signaling to him. And it's like, no, but I'm just actually not. There is a weird misconception. I don't know what it is, misinterpretation, where it's like, it's not racist to like white people. That's what's messed up about this. Like, obviously, post-racism is a lie. Doesn't exist. It's not real. And this is something that I meant to bring up earlier, actually, where, and more people are kind of noticing this, where it's like, the Republicans will be like, we don't do identity politics, but there's blacks for Trump and Hispanics for Trump and whites for Trump. And there's not whites for Trump. That's the one there's not, right?
The whole RNC was so diverse.
Yeah, so they're fine with identity politics. It's not white people. And that's the weird, again, I think it's because, like, I don't know. I actually grew up not a majority, and like you get targeted because of your race sometimes. And the way to respond to that is just to stand up against it. It's really not that complicated. Just put yourself
in. And they'll be able to see that you're not racist by your actions. I mean, like, we're not out here actually hating people because of their race. We're just trying to boost our race. It's not denigrating them. It's just boosting us.
And I would even say it doesn't even need to go so far as, like, boosting our race, right? It's just like we shouldn't be discriminated against. It's literally just, if we just had equality, I think we'd all be fine with that. If we literally just had it to where, like, you can't discriminate one way, you can't discriminate the other. Doesn't matter if you call it affirmative action or Jim Crow, discrimination is bad. Like, is that not a good position for everybody to have? And, like, okay, maybe there'll be different. There'll be racial differences in statistics in that case. Okay, deal with it. Like, again, this is what I don't understand. I can put myself in the mindset of, like, a black dude or Hispanic dude, and it's like, would I then not care about the crime rates in the black community? Wouldn't I care even more? Like, would I not talk about it then? Is it racist to talk about black crimes today, or the fact that 75% of black kids are, you know, born out of wedlock? Like, is it white supremacist to believe that? It seems like that would be that's a black issue. Black people should care most about that. But if I talk about it, I'm a white supremacist. It's all nonsense. So I think just the language itself needs to be done away with. I think it's a mistake to be like, if you're going to call me racist, then I am racist. Screw the other people. I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but like, that's not the dichotomy. That's a false dichotomy. The truth is just everybody should respect everybody else, and I respect other races, and I demand that respect for my race. It really shouldn't be that complicated, right? Because I agree with you, Nathaniel, but I do think that a lot of people take it too far the other way, where it's like, they're care solely about their race, so I'm going to care solely about my race. And it's like, all right, you're just kind of making everything worse for everybody. Fair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not like you should not care about your race. I mean, if somebody's like, we're doing this because it's bad for white people, it's like, I'm going to say that's bad. That's not good. I was talking, the post I had went viral, talking to my Mexican neighbor. At one point, he was like, yeah, you know, we were the only Hispanic family. I grew up in a small town. Everybody else was white. And I'm just like, oh, it sounds awesome. And he, like, laughs. And he's like, yeah, it was pretty nice, actually. You know, it's like, it's just not being ashamed. It's just not allowing the word white to be used as a derogatory statement. It's not about, like, we white men will be in charge of everything and crush everybody else. It's just like, yeah, I'm white and that's not a bad thing. And my son's white and I'm not going to raise him to be ashamed of himself. Is this really so difficult? Is this really so hard? And apparently it is, because if you watch the white dudes for Kamala, they can't say the word white without, like, apologizing. They do, like, a little genuflection every time. They're like, all these white guys, white, right? Am I right? But there are people of color, too. And it's like, you just cowards. If we just stop being cowards, that would be great. That's my message.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA-approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. heart defects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.